It's Friday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality Anthony O'Neill. Alex is in Los Angeles. Hi, Alex. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi, Dave. It's an honor to talk to you. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
So I'm just looking for some general advice here on starting an e-commerce business, specifically white labeling products on Amazon. And I'll just give you a little background of my situation. So I currently run an auto detailing business, but I broke my foot. And I luckily just finished baby step three. And this month, I'm able to get by without dipping into my emergency fund and still having a little bit of money to invest in Amazon. And I'm allocating exactly $1,000 to get this business going. And I do have good guidance around me. I have some mentors, therapists, Facebook group. I definitely have good guidance around me. But really, I'm just wondering if there's any general advice you can lend me to, so I can have my best chance at succeeding.
So what is it, where did you discover the idea of doing this?
About a year ago, I actually stumbled across a YouTube video that it was marketing a software, and the guy that makes the software was, just talking about the Amazon experience and what it really entails, and it really interested me. So it wasn't just because I broke my foot, I wanted to get it started. I've been wanting to do this for a while.
With that guy's software?
Yes.
So he sold you a business idea?
The software is something that you do the product research and you do accounting and it helps you run the business. But really what sold me was, him talking about what the, just what white labeling entails and, it was kind of the culture of this, his company and the software and, the Facebook group that I'm involved in also is a group of these people that are, they also use that software too, but there's just, different Amazon sellers on there. And, I can't really pinpoint exactly, anything that sold me on it. It just sounded like it was just an opportunity I got excited about once he started explaining it in the, in the YouTube video.
Okay. Well, is white labeling on Amazon real? Is drop shipping on eBay real? Yes, they're real. There are real ways to do that. But more people make money doing what he's doing than what you're talking about doing.
Right.
And so I worry about how you got into this and what it's really led you to. It's not to say the whole concept is invalid, I would not want to end up paying him more than you are making, and you're really going to be close to that if you're not careful. So here's what's happening is you found a concept. And now you're backing into it, and really the only passion you have for this is making money.
Yeah. You've already paid him more, Alex?
I'm sorry. What did you say, Anthony?
You already paid him more.
So basically what I paid for was the subscription for the software, and he sells a curriculum that I had bought a year ago, and you have lifetime access to the curriculum that teaches you the ins and outs, like A to Z, what it takes to do it. And I already paid a year ago for the curriculum, and then it's a yearly subscription for the software.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I am not an expert on white labeling on Amazon. I mean, we sell a ton of product. On all kinds of web-based things, and Amazon's one of them. So our marketing team does a lot of that. We don't do any white label on Amazon today. We produce our own products, so we don't need to. But their products we're passionate about, and so forth. And the only thing I can counsel you to do is this smells like a get-rich-quick business in a box thing that somebody has promised you a bunch of stuff, and it just scares me the way it feels.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% set to where I'm ready to just slam my fist down the table and go, you've been had, but I'm worried about you. And so if I'm in your shoes based on that, if I get that feeling and I'm in a situation, what do? I get some more information about this. And I'm not, Anthony, I don't know enough about the actual subject to advise you. But what I can advise you is the life and business acumen part of this is you need some input from someone outside of people dealing with this guy.
Yeah. You need to find someone outside of this guy.
I was hopeful when you said the Facebook group that it wasn't his Facebook group, but it's his Facebook group.
It's his stuff, yeah.
So you're not got anybody outside of this guy and his influence that's telling you that this can be done and telling you where the holes are and the upside is and the downside is, the pros and cons of what you're looking at doing. So you need to get with some e-commerce people that that know more than I know.
Yeah.
But also are not in his camp. And that's before you give him another dime.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, we need to go make some money now. So, So, I tell you what, Alex, let me tell you what this lines up with. The reason when I was your age, I went to a weekend or to a one-night seminar on how to get rich in real estate. And this guy, it was $25. It wasn't free. And their main pitch at that seminar was not how to do real estate. Their main pitch was that everybody's doing it, it can be done, and for $3,000 this weekend at our boot camp, we will show you how to do it. And then when you went to the boot camp, I didn't go, but I know the guy that was running it. Years later, I got to know him, and basically what he sold was, when you went to the boot camp, the next thing they sold you was, well, get in our, subscribe to our thing, and when you find a property, we will buy it. And we'll go in partners with you, but you have to cut us in. And so it just kept going on, going and going and going in layers instead of ever really just saying, hey, I'm going to learn how to buy foreclosure real estate and I'm going to go do it.
Right.
Which is actually what I ended up doing.
Right.
Aside from this, and the guy got me started, to his credit, like this guy could get you started Alex, in e-commerce or white label with Amazon that are very real things. Buying foreclosure real estate is a very real thing. Running it through that system where I paid $25 to get to pay $3,000 to get to bring him in on all my deals that I find for him, and he puts up the money, which never really happened.
It never did?
I never found anybody who ever did a deal.
Wow.
I know lots of people went to the boot camp and lots of people signed up, but I never found anybody who actually hit the guy to put money into it.
Wow.
And, and then later on in Nothing Down Real Estate, he went broke. like I did. I went broke too. So
right.
Both of us went broke. But, so the thing is, you need to get something other than this guy's system, because this feels kind of like that. I don't know if that makes sense or not. I'm not saying the guy's bad, but it just feels like that. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.